Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The song Moses sang on his birthday was God's idea. Quote, "Write down this song for yourselves and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths that this song may be a witness for me." Deuteronomy 31:19. So Moses composed the words, quote, "and taught it to the children of Israel," verse 22. The Lord thought it was a great way to keep their history and responsibilities in mind. Good gospel songs are also an effective means of sowing God's word in the hearts of children, assuming the songs have biblical lyrics. Before we leave the song, which has both soaring crescendos of praise and dark passages of warning, note the last stanza, quote, "Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and provide atonement for his land and his people." Chapter 32, verse 43. Imagine that. Moses saved the final verse for the Gentiles. Paul noticed this as he swept the Old Testament looking for some hope for the Gentiles in concluding the book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 8 to 12. How would the Gentiles find reason to rejoice? Because the God of the Jews, as prophesied in the book of the Jews, would send the Messiah of the Jews, who by his death would provide atonement, not only for any Jew who would trust him, but believing Gentiles as well. It was to the whole world God sent his Son, John 3:16. And for the whole world Christ died, 1 John 2:2. Yet only those who personally apply his blood, like the Passover lamb, are saved. Following the song, we have Moses' final appeal, quote, "Set your hearts on all the words which I testify among you today, which you shall command your children to be careful to observe, for it is not a futile thing for you, because it is your life." Deuteronomy 32, 46 and 47. Yes, obeying God's word makes all the difference. It is your life.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.